The new leader of the Green Party will be chosen on the 8th of July. In the running to succeed Eamon Ryan is Senator Pippa Hackett, who has the backing of, amongst others, Brian Leddon, TD. And also in the race is Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman. And one of the party members backing him is Councillor Janet Horner. So Brian Leddon and Janet Horner, good morning to you both.
Good morning, Madam.
Okay, I hope you're both hearing me loud and clear. We seem to have some background noise there that maybe we can tackle. Brian, I know you're there for sure. So how friendly or contested or bitter is this contest going to be over the next 2.5 weeks to begin with?
Oh, I think and I really hope it will be good humoured and healthy debate. I think the signs so far are that it will be. I think it's important that we do have a race. I think we have two excellent candidates that are putting their names forward now to be the leader of the Green Party and take us into the next general election. And I think everybody so far has been very good and mature and serious about it, and they've been putting their case forward, and I think that will continue.
So if Pippa Hackett doesn't win, you'd be happy to support Roderick O'Gorman as leader after the 8th of July?
Absolutely, and I said that to him, and we had very good conversations over the weekend, and we went through the cut and thrust of it, and ultimately this is a judgment call. My own belief is that Pippa offers the best chance of the Green Party winning most votes and most seats in the upcoming general election.
Right.
But if the members decide to back Roderick, I said to Rod that I would be completely and totally behind him. And whoever comes through this election and this debate that we have in the next few weeks will have a mandate from the members to take the party forward. And I think everybody will get behind them, whoever that is.
And before I go to Janet Horner, Brian, did I hear you right? You were talking to Roderick O'Gorman about this over the weekend. So how long has this been planned?
Yeah, we had very good conversations, and really it was in the few days leading up to Eamon and
so,
and
like last
resigning.
Week? When did you find out that this was going to be happening?
Yeah, we certainly knew in the few days beforehand, and we had a strong sense in the party going right back a few months and even going back to the beginning of the term of this Dáil. I think most of us knew, although we didn't speak about it so openly, we knew that Eamon probably wouldn't lead us into the next general election. So it certainly wasn't a huge surprise. And we did know in the few days beforehand that Eamon was going to be stepping down. And we started talking to each other then. And we had conversations with Pippa and Roderick and others as well. And now I'm really happy that we have two excellent candidates standing for the leadership of the Green Party. I think it shows how healthy we are. We're going to have a good leader nonetheless, whoever comes out of this.
So, Janet Horner, given, you know, the amity and mutual support going on here, how much of a difference is there between the two candidates? What's the case for Roderick O'Gorman over Pippa Hackett, from your point of view?
Well, I guess for me, I feel Roderick has demonstrated the qualities that we need in the leadership at the moment. So, you know, I mean, it goes without saying that he is one of the most demanding briefs in the country, I think, in terms of his ministerial, the portfolio he has at the moment. You know, we've seen him time and again step up to leadership roles within the party, most recently the Director of Elections for the local election campaign. You know, he's shown and has continued to articulate the values of the party at the highest level, despite major challenges at points and major pushback. And I think that's something we really need to see at the moment. For me, I would also say that Roderick has been a very personable, trusted kind of a colleague to have over the last number of years. And I think while we are building up the party and regrouping after the locals, I think it's really important that you have somebody that you feel you can lift the phone to. So, you know, I would give the example of a few weeks ago on the campaign trail, I was attacked on the street and Roderick would have been one of the first people in the party I would have lifted the phone to seek advice, to sound off on what the best steps forward were regarding
he has his own experience
whether you go into the Gardaí.
Yes, exactly. I just want to ask each of you.
I feel that kind of trusted, accessible approach is really helpful at the moment as well. And I'd also just say that kind of continuity. He's been in the party for decades. He has experience at every level. And I think that's very helpful at this point in time as well.
The thing I want to ask you, and I'll go back to you, Brian Ledden, on this. I mean, you had your own experience in the Limerick mayoral election. You saw the tide go out for the Greens. Pippa Hackett, she didn't even manage to get a seat in the Dáil when the Green tide was in full flow. Her chances of coming back to the Dáil if you elect her as party leader would appear to be slim.
Yeah, just on the mayoral election, you know, 50% of the electorate voted for independence there, I don't think, because of the characteristic of that job. I think it was really probably set up for an independent, and you know, I don't think we can infer too much from that.
Well, it's not as if you weren't losing councillors around the country, or you know, the tide did go out, and you lost the MEP seats as well.
Of course, yeah, and I agree with that, and it was a challenging election for us, we might have a challenging election coming up as well. You know, I don't disagree. I think PIP offers the best chance for us to win more votes and more seats. I think fundamentally we have to look at how we're perceived as a party, and this is unfortunately something Roderick can't do anything about. He is a Dublin-based TD. I think we have two excellent candidates, and everything being equal, the difference between them is that one is from Dublin and one is not from Dublin. And I think, unfortunately, politics is about profile and it's about narratives. These things matter. And I think we can show to the members, show to the people of the country that we're willing to put somebody into the leadership seat in the Green Party who isn't from Dublin. And I think everything else is equal. It is a fantastic
If everything else is equal, then, Janet Horner, isn't it better to have a rural leader of the party?
Well, I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, issues around climate change for the country as a whole, childcare issues, you know, the integration issues, all the things that are within Roderick's portfolio, I think are very important to the country as a whole. And I think if we break down and we feed into
but
this
again,
narrative,
the Dublin
that there
West
is this
results
idea
weren't
that
exactly
action,
brilliant in the local elections for you. So again, I mean, his chances are, you're talking as if there's a lot of support out there that whoever becomes leader of the party will be able to deliver on this, when the most recent outing at the polls, and I know you did very well, Janet Horner, in your own case, but overall for the party, it wasn't a good day out.
I think none of us are in deluded about the, you know, we're a small party and we are have been a minority party in government. There is of course, it's always going to be challenging leading into the general elections. We would be foolish to say otherwise. But at the same time, there is still climate change is as urgent as ever. The issues of climate action, the broader social mandate that I think is there behind the Green Party remains strong, remains as urgent as ever. And we have to continue to speak to that. And we have to continue to try to get voters to see the importance and the urgency of getting these issues high up the agenda within our electoral politics. And that counts whether you're in Kerry or whether you're in Fingal or wherever you might be in the country.
And Brian Ledden, again, given the fact that this seems to be, you know, a contest where each of the candidates has the height of respect and will work with the other, should the loser be the deputy leader in this leadership contest? Because we don't have details on what's to come there. And Catherine Martin's standing down as deputy leader.
I think it's a good question and it's worth thinking about. But I think Oisin Smith offered yesterday that he would go for deputy leader. And I think that's a very attractive proposition for members and for the public come the general election, that you would have somebody of the experience of Pippa Hackett, who has sat at the cabinet table for 4 years managing the affairs of the country, and then Oisin Smith, who has held one of the most important briefs working under Eamon Ryan in the Department of Environment and Climate and Energy. I think that's a very exciting joint ticket, essentially. And I'd like to see if Pippa does become leader, that Oisin would put himself forward for deputy leader.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining us. That's Brian Ledden, TD, and Councillor Janet Horner. We'll know the result on the 8th of July. But right now, the time is 8:30. And Brian Jennings is here with the news summary.